How's everyone doing? Good. Here's the question for you this morning. When you come to church, who do you worship? God. And how do you worship? That's a more hard question, isn't it? That's a more hard question. How do you worship? Well, before we worship, there's something very important that we do here in the church. And that's to confess our sins. You know, on the top of page 16, before we have Holy Communion, there we confess our sins. Because God tells us that before we can worship Him, our heart must be right. And that's what Jesus is telling the Pharisees today. You know, you worship me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. Well, you know, there's a lot of Christians who do that. They worship God only with their lips, but their heart is somewhere else. Their heart isn't with Jesus. They truly don't believe in Jesus. They're just there to put on a show or to have fun or to show other people what they're wearing. Is that true worship? That was a problem with the Pharisees. The Pharisees did all these things over and over and over again. But Jesus is telling them, that's not worship. You're just holding to the traditions of men. You're just doing what other people want you to do so you'll look good. Well, young friends, don't come to church to look good. Come to church to hear that your sins are forgiven. Because that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to come to church to humbly bow before Him and confess our sins. And when we humbly bow before Him, we're telling God that I am a sinner. That's right. That you are a sinner. And all of these people looking at you are sinners. And this man looking at you, yes, I'm a sinner too. We are all sinners in the sight of God. But when we come to church, as we have here in our book, the hymnal, and this is why we have a hymnal, it's an order of service for us. It shows us how we are to worship. And it always begins with calling upon the name of the Lord and then coming to Him in confession. And therefore, when we bow our hearts to God, God is always willing to do what? What is God always willing to do for you? To forgive you. Thank you. Caden, you're exactly right. He is always willing to forgive. For when we bow our heart before God and we tell Him, Lord, I am a poor, miserable sinner, but I believe that Your Son has come and that He has died for my sins and that by the shedding of His blood upon the cross, that all my sin is washed away. And therefore, Scripture tells us, the Bible tells us, that God is always faithful and He is always just to cleanse us from all sin. He cleanses us from all of our sins. So therefore, when you come to church, we must come to church and worship, not with our lips, not with our tongue, but we worship from the heart. We worship from the heart, knowing that God has forgiven us in Jesus Christ. And therefore, since Jesus is our Savior, since He is the one who has saved us, we worship how? We worship in joy. We worship in joy knowing that all of your sins and all of their sins and yes, all of my sins have been forgiven. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let us pray. Lord Jesus, we pray that You will lead all of us always to come into Your house with a broken and contrite heart. And that our worship, O Lord, may not be from our lips, but be solely from our heart, as we, O Lord, proclaim to You Your goodness and Your forgiveness, believing You, Lord Jesus, to be our Savior. And all the children said,
Amen.
Hey, I heard one loud voice. Let's do it one more time.
Amen.